This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, yesterday was Ag Day at the Illinois State Fair, and I spent the day in Springfield talking with people involved with all facets of agriculture and farming. The day started with an award ceremony in the Ore Building, where Tom Connors of Triple T Farms and Shipmen received the Fresh Perspectives Award for Nutrient Stewardship from Farm Credit Illinois, and Chelsea Reeves of Madison County also received the Fresh Perspectives Award for Urban Youth Development. And we'll be hearing from Tom later this week, as I had a chance to catch up with him after the ceremony. The Governor's Sale of Champions took place in the Livestock Center at 5 p.m., but before it got started, I had a chance to visit with the Illinois State Fair Grand Champion Barrow Exhibitor, Mr. Cooper Bertolino of Christian County. Cooper said he was excited to receive the title, and he's spent a lot of time getting ready for the State Fair. Cooper, how did it feel when you were named the Grand Champion Barrow at the Illinois State Fair?
I don't really remember. It's kind of all a blur.
Well, I can understand. That's pretty exciting to be named that, a big title. And I'd like to learn a little bit about you. So tell us how old you are, where you live, and maybe how long you've been showing pigs.
I live in Morrisonville, Illinois. I'm 13 years old, and I started showing pigs when I was 5.
So you've been showing for about 8 years then, if you're 13. So what has your summer been like so far? Were you showing at county fairs before you came to Springfield?
Yes, I showed at my own county fair, and that's it.
Cooper, what breed of pigs do you show?
Base, Yorkshires, and crossbreds, basically, and a lot of other ones.
Tell us about the work leading up to the state fair and your county fair. What do you have to do to get ready for shows?
Well, you have to walk them a lot, you have to break them, and you have to feed them and water them.
Are you walking them? Are you out with them every day, or how often?
Yeah, we walk them every day, a quarter of a mile twice a day.
And then for feedings, are you up early in the morning and also in the afternoon, or how often do you do that?
We feed in the morning and at night. And we basically get home late, so he normally gets fed at like 10 or 9.
So who taught you how to show pigs? Does your family show, or how did you learn how to do this and achieve Grand Champion Barrow?
My family shows, and my mom and my dad taught me how to show.
So what's your favorite thing about showing livestock or showing pigs? What do you like the most about it?
Being in the ring.
Have you made a lot of new friends doing this?
Yes, a lot of them.
From all over?
Yep.
All over the state. And what about, do you ever travel out of state to shows, or you mostly just stay in Illinois?
No, we go to a lot of shows out of state.
Can you tell us a few?
Louisville, Des Moines, the World Pork Expo, and the NAIL in Louisville.
So tonight, we're talking now in the afternoon at 5 o'clock. We've got the Governor's Sale of Champions, where you're going to sell your pig. Plans for what you're going to do with that money?
College fund.
Do you know where you want to go to college yet, or any place of mine?
Not yet.
Cooper Bertolino of Morrisonville, your 2017 Grand Champion Barrow Exhibitor. And I did attend the Governor's Sale of Champions, and Cooper's crossbred Barrow brought a grand total of $25,000 at the sale. So congratulations to Cooper and his family. And I do have other prices for you from the Governor's Sale of Champions. The Grand Champion Rabbit Market Pen went for $3,000. That belonged to Dax Gents of Woodford County. The Grand Champion Poultry Market Pen, which was not chickens, but a pen full of turkeys, which was apparently a first for the Governor's Sale, that went for $5,250. So $5,250. That belonged to Carrie Gill of Peoria County. The Land of Lincoln Supreme Champion Dairy Cow print was purchased by Prairie Farms for a total of $3,000. Reserve Grand Champion Meat Goat and Land of Lincoln Reserve Grand Champion Meat Goat belong to Katie Hummel of Kankakee County. That sold for $27.50. Grand Champion Meat Goat and Land of Lincoln Grand Champion Meat Goat went for $42.50 and belonged to Tara Hummel of Kankakee County. Land of Lincoln Grand Champion Weather, $53.50, belonging to Haley Runner of McDonough County. Grand Champion Weather sold for $8,000, belonged to Cash and Ellerbrock of Henry County. The Land of Lincoln Grand Champion Barrow belonged to Bryce Bedeker of Grundy County and sold for $19,000. And the Land of Lincoln Grand Champion Steer belonged to Adam Miller of Livingston County, $29,100. And the Grand Champion Steer belonged to Olivia Caldwell of Peoria County, purchased by Governor Rauner for $50,000. In the food portion of the Grand Champion sale, the Grand Champion cream cheese sold for a price of $800 for 6 pounds, and Dairy Superintendent Marla Behrens had these comments to make about the product.
The cream cheese is one that you certainly will recognize because it is brought to us from Swiss Valley, which is a division of Prairie Farms. And the cream cheese is a product that's made with the very, very best of cream and its desired culture. It balances off to provide a clean and a buttery kind of acid product. And it's a sample that had the perfect example, our judges said, of workmanship and cream quality to represent a champion product. So again, congratulations to the Swiss Valley Division of Prairie Farms for having the Grand Champion cream cheese. You know, it's actually being exported a lot to the European Union and that, and I think it's really amazing that we are sending so many cheeses there.
Continuing with the prices of the food portion of the sale, the Grand Champion Queso Fresco went for $500. Grand Champion Swiss cheese, which was sold in 2 8-pound blocks, went for $700. The Grand Champion cheddar cheese, sold in an amount of 40 pounds, went for $550. The Grand Champion ice cream, which was new this year for the sale, sold in a 1.5-gallon portion size, sold for $600. Grand Champion snack stick went for $800. Grand Champion beef jerky, $850. The Grand Champion bacon went for $13.50. The Grand Champion ham, which was purchased by our own Earl Sarles of Raymond, went for $1,100. The Best of Show wine, $700 for a bottle. Grand Champion honey, $7.50. And the Best of Show dairy goat doe's milk went for $250. And those were the final prices of the Governor's Sale of Champions. Well, Governor Rauner also signed a series of ag bills yesterday during the State Fair Ag Day. Those bills include House Bill 470, which designates corn as the official state grain of Illinois, and it's supported by the Illinois Farm Bureau. Primary bill sponsor, State Representative C.D. Davidsmeyer, said House Bill 470 is inspired by the Pittsfield High School Ag Development class, which did extensive research on the impact corn has on the state. Governor Rauner also signed several other bills that were initiatives of the Department of Agriculture. The bills, many of which seek to cut red tape, will reduce regulations and agency costs within the department. One of the bills is specifically designed to advance agriculture in Illinois. Senate Bill 1991, which passed unanimously out of the General Assembly, creates an Ag Education Shortage Task Force to examine the status of ag education in the state. The task force will also make recommendations for how to expand recruitment and retention of ag educators. And the task force will disband once the final report is completed. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.